Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of both new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Our 2018 release, Bearing Up, includes 45 stories about making do, bearing up, and overcoming adversity. Our 2019 release, Exploring, includes stories about discoveries, challenges, and adventure. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Horse Whispering for the Average Woman by Janet Baxter. Some choices in life substantially alter life's journey. Marriage, children, graduate school may be a few of these forks in our separate paths. The one I didn't expect was riding horses. "This is not hard," my trainer told me as I fumbled with the rope and my training stick for what seemed the 1,000th time. "It's like a dance with your partner." Well, I can't dance. I rode and just held on for the first few years, riding trails in the North Carolina mountains in Piedmont on my Tennessee walking horses, grinning from ear to ear. We didn't walk. We rode lickety-split, fast and furious. Then I learned a little more about this living, breathing sports vehicle beneath me, and I found the horse under me. I learned basic round pen work, ground manners, and a little about horse behavior. I began to believe I knew something. Much later, I took riding lessons. People in the horse world talk about feel, a sense of communication between the horse and the person. I didn't feel a thing. I concentrated on timing and on learning and experiencing the differences between positive and negative reinforcement. I focused on coordinating cues from my legs, seat, and hands. Bits are not for braking, I learned. Hands and reins are used last, not first. I learned that saddle fit is crucial, and bit size and comfort just as much. I unleashed my enthusiasm and maintained a dogged persistence for learning to do things better. And then I wrenched my knee. Sometimes I get off my horse while riding and walk for an hour on the trail, combining my exercise with my horse's. One afternoon while walking with Nugget, my young silver dapple gelding, I stepped on a loose rock, twisting my knee and falling painfully to the ground. Nugget looked down at me as if asking, "And what are you doing down there?" I couldn't get up, couldn't put weight on that leg. I was a mile or maybe two from the parking lot. I sat there waiting for the pain to subside. A time comes when you have to reach down, find your inner strength, and just do what needs to be done. Luckily, this situation was not life-threatening, but sitting on a trail with your back against a poplar tree at mid-afternoon in early spring and unable to walk out is still daunting. I heard no other riders about. Cell phone communication was spotty. It would take hours for the rangers to find me, and it would be dark in 2 or 3. Nugget was still in training. I was not sure how he would handle what I was going to ask him to do. I got up, hopped on my good leg, and asked him to be still next to a log. I put all my faith into this young gelding. I asked for a stand. He stood. I held tight to the saddle, put my good foot in the stirrup, and raised my hurt leg over his back. As I stretched it, I heard a loud pop of the tendon in my knee. Nugget stood still. "Nugget, we're going to walk back. Let's count cadence." And he stepped off, went carefully through the creek, and walked up the hill. I counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, to each step, slowly. Nugget stayed under me, stayed in my hand. He carried me to the parking lot and up to friends. This was new for Nugget. My friends helped me dismount, again new for Nugget, and helped us get home. One cannot differentiate too much between riding and the rest of one's life. What it takes to train and ride well is also what it takes to lead the life you most want to lead. It includes humility, patience, compassion, assertiveness, and emotional control. It includes a softness and focus, slowing down and staying centered, being mindful in the moment. It means staying with it until the horse gives to your hand. And it takes praise for the slightest try. It means practicing, expecting at times to take one step forward and two steps back. It means understanding the animal's herd culture and communicating with that culture in mind. A new instructor is helping me continue forward, filling the holes in my horsemanship, building on what I'd learned with much fine-tuning. She takes my can't dance and is willing to support me on this journey, breaking tasks down into smaller steps for both the horse and me as often as it takes us to get it. I can almost sense that feel. Copyright 2019, Janet Baxter. Janet K. Baxter lives in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, where she is a member of the Kings Mountain Maunie Memorial Library Writers Group and the Charlotte Writers Club. Retired as Director of Special Education from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, her previous writing experience includes winning two citywide essay contests during high school and publication of professional articles. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in Bearing Up and Exploring, the two most recent releases from the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.